Yow.
Yes, sir.
All right. All new episode. Run and Tell That Podcast. How's everybody's week?
This is JP. My week has been hell. I think I'm gonna retire as soon as I can. But I say it's been hell, but it has been a blessed week. Work, because I'm still working. But I tell you what, I'm almost 60. I'm about retired now. So it's been a blessed week. How about you guys?
All is well.
Yeah, all is well.
You know what? My week actually was really, really good. Other than I had to take on another responsibility. So at the end of the day, man, I thank the Lord that I'm able to take that responsibility at work. You know what I'm saying? So, to all the hoes.
Gee.
To all the...
Wow.
That didn't take long. Sorry.
And there, we can keep... It ain't take long.
I don't know where that come from, fella.
But my week was there he is. Oh no, there he is.
Yow.
You stupid. How was your week, bro?
Oh, it wasn't bad.
That change up for something. Yeah.
Hey man, you know it's what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty solid. I will say.
Gigolo, how was your week?
It was okay. I mean, my week doesn't end till Wednesday, but until I Tuesday night. But it was pretty good so far. But yes, we're gonna go ahead and get into tonight's episode 82. Things you should know about your girlfriend or boyfriend before you date them.
I like that title. Yeah. I would have been an expert on that.
Well, you know, if you think about, like, everybody want to know about the boyfriend.
I ain't gonna have any boyfriends, G.
And then everybody want to know about the girlfriend and all that stuff like that. No, you got.
He ain't never had any boyfriend.
So the alphabet group is very full right now.
I got you.
So, so you got to be very careful with the alphabet group. But what I'm saying is that when I actually said girlfriend and boyfriend, is that some people, like, you date them, they don't cook.
Yeah. I'm a Kevin good girl.
Hey, you should know that. They don't cook.
And ladies, I'm married now, but if I'm single, you don't cook, you can get the hell on. Yes.
Mm.
Barefooted, pregnant, in the kitchen.
And then some
people. Oh, wow.
And then, get in trouble.
Yeah, you definitely will. But then if you think about it, then some people don't clean.
Yep. And that might be a deal breaker.
You got to go. I mean,
but like, and then you don't clean. Some people don't. But it's a lot of avenue that you.
How about the men, G?
I'm saying like, man, it goes both ways.
Both
you
ways.
Got some men that cook.
Yeah.
You got some men don't cook. You got some
men
that clean. And then you got some men that don't. You got some men that wash.
Gee, I love
you
it.
Got some men that don't.
I'm going to prove something right now. G is why. Dale, do you cook?
I cook.
Do you clean?
I clean.
Do you wash clothes?
I wash clothes.
G, do you cook?
Yeah, all the time.
Do you clean?
Yep.
Do you wash?
I don't clean.
Yes, you do.
I cook.
You wash dishes?
I don't wash dishes.
Yeah, y'all, I hope we're going somewhere.
You know, the only reason why, because I got a dishwasher.
What, do you put them in the dishwasher?
I got a dishwasher, but I don't use it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the only time I use a dishwasher when I got like five or more people there.
Hey, I'm with you. I cook, I clean, I wash dishes.
There she go, Cali girl.
So, what's up, Cali?
Where Cali at?
Cali. Yeah, she in here.
She in the
I don't see her.
You know, she changed her avatar. So her avatar lighter than
her. Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
If it's lighter than her, she white.
She Belgian.
Oh, Jesus.
But you know what? So when I was thinking about making that topic and all that stuff like that.
Good topic.
You know, it's some stuff that men do that women don't like. It's some stuff that women do that men don't like. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I was dating someone, I would love to have someone who's just like my wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, so if you think about it, is that she do all the stuff that I need. And I do all the stuff that she don't do.
Hey,
so
we y'all talking.
You compliment each other.
Hey.
It's like a compliment.
Yeah, y'all breaking up. Y'all are breaking up and talking fast at the same time.
We're going to slow it down and we're going to stop breaking up.
Bring this right here.
Do what you want to do.
You move right here. Hey, bro, you sit right here.
We're going to jiggle up. We're going to try to fix that.
I'm going to go ahead and play. Callie got like three messages. I'm going to go ahead and play her messages.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a minute. I'm sorry. I'm here. Happy Friday, guys.
Oh, yeah,
what's going on? It says things you should know about your girlfriend / boyfriend before you date them. Ooh, I want to hear this.
Me too.
Yes, I'm not white. I guess I need to change the skin tone. You guys are funny. Wait a minute, it says things you should know about them before you date them. You have to date them to know them. What you talking about? Are you talking about getting on the phone for months and months or weeks and weeks on time to know them? Like, how are you supposed to know them? Like, face to face.
Don't take all of that.
Yeah.
A few conversations to kind of give you a rough idea where you're at. What
y'all speeding up again.
All right, how about right now?
No, you good now.
All right. Hey, bro. No, but like I said, it don't take a whole lot. It don't take a long conversation to identify your likes and your dislikes.
Yeah.
We don't want to waste no time.
And money. And I'm married. If I was single again, we're going to go drink some coffee. We're going to the park. No black women. I ain't spending $100, $200, $300 to take you out. I spend $5. If you don't like it, the hell with you.
Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, damn.
So if I'm taking out a lady that we getting to know, look, back in the days, remember old English,
800.
Old English 800. Y'all remember the Blue Bull, the Red Bull. Y'all remember all those kind of drinks that we took, Mad Dog 2020 and all that. Look, if that's what satisfied me, then look, that's what satisfied me.
I don't like it.
In the future.
Go ahead, G. Say what G say. G, if they don't like it, what, G?
Cry two tears in a bucket.
That's right.
Don't feel it.
I love what G talking about. Too many people are caught up on what somebody was spending. I interrupt G. I'm bad about that, but G got a very good point. Everybody's want you to spend $200-$300 on a dinner, get a free meal off of you, but the black man has figured it out, regardless of what anybody say. You know, I'm not down to win.
No, never that.
The black man has figured it out, and they're no longer spending all this big money to give people a free meal.
So my thing is that why do we have to broadcast ourselves more than the ladies? But we gotta say we got six pack. We gotta say that we got hit. Nice hips. You know, we broadcast ourselves more.
So, not on internet.
Y'all speeding up again.
That's what they demand of us. G.
I disagree.
How about right now?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. No, y'all good.
Hey, Harrison, G asked a question. Here's the problem. Women, men know what they want. It doesn't take much. I mean, fellas, I've talked about it, the three S's. Sex, salads and sandwiches.
SSS.
SSS. But you women call in if you think I'm wrong. But most women.
So why the sandwich?
Sandwich, man. Give a man something to eat, give him some sex, and give him some peace of mind, and he's happy. It doesn't take much for us. But you women.
But why? But I'm saying, like, what does the sandwich do inside the SSS?
Sandwich represents
feed.
Feed that man.
You got to feed him.
Feed that man. They always say, what was our old saying, Dale? Me, you, and G. The way to a man's heart
is through his stomach.
So a sandwich full blood.
Yeah.
It represents the full
stomach. Hey.
You got to feed him. And
yeah. Don't say that, Dad. You can't say that.
I can't say that, but you got to feed them. And you got to.
Y'all connection messing up again.
I see it.
You ain't got human.
Yeah. What you say, brother?
Y'all connection messing up again.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
See what you can do. I'm going to have to find it.
Callie got like three messages. Okay.
Don't say everybody, because this Cali girl does not expect that. Don't say everybody. I am not a materialistic person. I give. I give a lot.
What do you give?
Look. I like that question, bro.
Hey, bro, before you keep going, play the other best, because I was getting ready to ask that question.
I was going to like you, Gerard. What do you give?
We know what she want to receive.
Me,
we know that.
Now y'all talking real slow. Y'all connection, y'all talking real slow, then real fast, and then it's like, it's breaking up.
Go ahead and play the message. I'm gonna try to figure this out. I think okay. The album is Chipmunks over here.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah. Yeah, your guys' connection, G Man, is not good at all. First it's going blah, 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 and then it's okay. And it goes blah, 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 blah. Yeah. What's going on with y'all? Where y'all sitting at? In the pond? Out in the river, on the lake? Gentlemen, it's been a minute since I've been up on the panel. I would love to come up and join in on the conversation. I was waiting in the thing to see if you guys noticed I was trying to come up, but I will hop down. I do feed my man. I sure do. You know, it was a couple of weeks back where I put together some just basic egg salad sandwich type of thing, right? You know, you make the egg salad, the egg sandwich, the egg stuff that you put in the sandwich, right? You mix it up real good, you boil a lot of eggs, you put the mayo, you put the mustard, you put the relish, you know, put some seasoning in there. I made a whole lot of it. The first day, my boyfriend took a sandwich to lunch. I called him up, I said, "So babe, how's the sandwich?" He said, "That sandwich was fire. It was so good." He loved it. He ate that egg sandwich for the next 3 days, the rest of it. I was like, "There you go, babe."
So
y'all, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. That was kind of a letdown. We thought you was going to say something different. But you said an egg salad sandwich. Okay.
Oh, egg salad. I ain't going to lie to you. I thought it was egg sandwich because a regular egg sandwich would be busting. Just a regular egg sandwich but hey, I ain't going to lie to you. Let me tell you something.
Right, I really thought Callie was going to say something else. I don't know what she was going to say.
G-Man, we hear you now.
I think I have my phone in my pocket. So I have my phone in my pocket, okay. And then I have my iPad going and all that stuff like that. So
I
have to actually figure out. So are we speeding up now?
No.
Everything's solid now.
All right.
Yeah.
So my question is
So
my question is that she said she fed him. Okay, so once again, I can't talk while y'all two talk.
I'm sorry. Gee, wait, man, you know what I'm saying? Why you can't talk?
I can't do this.
Wait,
I
don't, babe.
I really
are you You are not talking church every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
When
let me tell you this.
You and I ain't gonna talk in church no more when Dale is.
I really can't hear you in my left ear. You in my left ear, you talking about something totally different. So how is supposed to concentrate, G?
You concentrate.
Hey, look. And then it's always y'all too. Nobody else but y'all too. I don't have nobody else to blame but y'all too.
But G, it's you and I when Dale is teaching.
But
you have not told the pastor, hey Dale.
I don't want to hear about me. I'm just saying that every time we're in a podcast, y'all two, every time I talk,
that's you and I, G.
No, but you go to the extreme. You start talking about things that
I'm not even
talking about. We talking about thug life. We talking about the boyfriend and the girlfriend and the things that you. But every time I talk, you sitting up there talking about sugar, honey, and iced tea.
I know, G.
In Nagasaki.
I'm sorry. In Nagasaki. In Naha. Boys, in Naha, when you walk down the street, the women will pull you into the bar.
And Dale, he ain't even helped me out. Look, after all this, he knows. And when JP come around, they have all these nice conversations. And
I'm like, you and I, G.
But I'm trying to figure why y'all keep talking while I'm talking.
Because you talking about something important. Me and Dale ain't talking about nothing important.
Nothing important.
Look, King Kong, you got nothing on me.
No, go ahead, G.
I can't say no more. G. But we're going to play these messages right quick.
Yeah, I'm going to play them out.
Play them out, bro.
It doesn't matter. It could be damn steak. It's the fact that I put my heart in it. I put my heart in it, and he knew I made. I was up after 9 o'clock making that for him. He was appreciated just that. That's the point.
Oh, okay. I was just saying. I thought that the story was gonna lead to something else, but then it ended up leading to a sandwich. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know. Cause see, when we deal with Callie, that the story goes in a totally different direction. Than the direction that it went. So yeah. I was expecting something else.
Look, man,
a fire egg sandwich do be hitting though.
No, but y'all gotta
these are an egg salad, not a regular egg sandwich.
I know that, but I don't eat that, so we gotta shift it to just the egg sandwich.
But y'all gotta
I remember you told me back in 97. You had somebody make you an egg sandwich and jerk you off at the same time, and you told me how.
What the heck?
You told me. How your this
turn
was.
This turned so quickly because I don't remember ever saying that. But all right,
yeah, you said.
I mean,
you said it.
I mean, go ahead, this is a comfort zone. It's a comfort zone, you know. You know, Dale,
it's
JP,
comfort,
you know,
it's
G,
a comfort
man.
Zone.
This, you
it's
are
a comfort
in
zone. A comfort zone of lies. That's what this is. You're
it's
lying.
A warm embrace
this is not. This is not happening.
These your brothers. You can let them know what you told me. It's 97, baby.
That, but
that's like
we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got 6 messages. I'm gonna play the messages out.
Run them. All right.
Y'all know what Kelly meant by making an egg sandwich. What's all the ingredients that become that comes in an egg salad?
Basically, the point is, it could have been a damn pancake. It's the fact that I put the love in it to make it for him, and it turned out delicious. It could have been lasagna. As long as it came out delicious and he knew I did it from my heart, it was appreciated, and that's why it was fire. It was good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know what you mean.
What's up, guys? I think before dating a lady, what I usually like to know is if she has a penis. I think that's important later for our sexual life. So, what do you think?
Yeah, what he said. He said, "Well, you date a lady, you need to make sure she'll have a penis." You gotta make sure she'll have a penis
we
first.
We hear Michael Bay. Yeah, we hear Michael Bay. Michael Bay is casting for the next Optimus Prime in Transformers 2032. We got you.
Oh shit.
So, Jared, if I rub his feet, would you want me to rub something else instead? But if my feet, me rubbing your feet, felt so good. As long as it feels very good, and you know it's coming from me, you'd appreciate it, right?
I ain't gonna lie, Gerard is a feet dude, and Gerard said if you rub his feet, it would.
I ain't no shit like that.
You said you called the ghost stuff. You said that's that fine ass starter pack. Is what you said. I mean,
that is not what I said. That is not what I said. But all right,
I understand that there are certain things you don't want to say in front of.
I'm gonna let you go with it.
Listen, G-Man, they not going to look at you differently. This what you said back in 99, I'm just letting them know. It's okay. Your brother's here for you.
Yeah, nah. We got another message.
Oh, Jordan, I know. Okay. I thought you were meaning something else. It wasn't. Okay, I got it. You good. Turkey and egg? Who the hell? What the hell? 90-something? What are we talking about?
I don't know what we're talking about.
I had no idea. I just threw that out there. Really? Really? Oh my god. That's hilarious.
Just to make it clear, I'm not a transphobe. I have nothing against transsexual people, okay? What I don't like is surprises. So if you tell me, oh, I have like an 8-inch penis or something, you want to suck it? I may say, yeah, I never tried, why not? But I don't like surprises, okay? If you don't tell me that you have a penis, you better not have a penis.
What the hell?
Well, he got a penis. He got a penis. We know.
Oh, shit. I understand.
He's saying that he's not into magic tricks. Hey, look. If you said... let me show you magic trick. When you pulling all these goddamn ribbons out your damn lapel pocket, that ain't it.
Making it right. No, I got no pee. Well, you know what?
We gotta get back on topic.
You got one more message though.
Oh.
So do you like your toes to be licked on and sucked on? But first of all, do you go get, you know, a pedicure? First of all, how nice and shiny and smooth are your twinkle toes?
Well, Draw said back in like...
Here we go. 96. Everything is back in the 90s. Okay. All right.
So I mean, that was your heyday. You so said back in 96, you said you did your own shit. Because you said, look, you ain't got to get ready when you stay ready.
All right.
Now, he did say that it's only clear coat only. That's it. It's not really clear coat. It is on topic. Because this is some things that women should know about their man or boyfriend, and you said you clear coated. But you don't mind telling somebody, yeah, go ahead and put a little bit of that clear coat on your tongue and go ahead and suck this big toe.
You stupid. Just know that.
Hey, look. At least oh, wow. McConan is gone, and we're not talking about the, you know.
We can get that.
I'm surprised that G-Man didn't say anything.
Yeah. I don't think he heard it.
Oh.
I don't think he heard him.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Look, I had to step away and use the aka Men Room.
So what are some things that
you should know?
What are some things you should know? Yeah.
Ooh.
When you out there dating, I guess, about the other person.
Well, first and foremost, you want to make sure that whoever you dating, like if you into that man and man stuff, then you need to know that. If you into that woman to woman stuff, you need to know. If you into that man and woman stuff, you need to know that. That's what I think, right? But one of the most important things, you need to know if they are like-minded of you. You know what I'm saying? Because you can take a person out to eat dinner and all this stuff like that. Y'all can sit across from the table. They can order like 10,000 different things and you okay with it.
I'm going to send their ass out of there. Go ahead.
They beat their ass out.
I wish you would order 10,000 things.
But what I'm saying in general is that you have, and that's some people like, man, you invite me out to eat dinner, I'm going to order the whole menu.
Yeah. You're just taking advantage of me.
But that's when you figure it out at that dinner table, right, that person is like a gold digger. Do y'all agree with that?
Yes, because
if you see them ordering lobster tail and you ordering chicken tender.
And they can't afford to eat that on their own, right.
That's right.
You got to go, baby. Bye-bye.
I don't care. I don't care how deep the vajayjay is or how long the
water, I don't want
the deep. You don't want to deep?
No deep.
Hey, y'all breaking up again.
G mate, where you find you? Do I need to move over there?
How about right now, brother?
You good right now?
I'm gonna let you talk, G.
But it's just kind of crazy that
it is crazy
how we as men we get blamed for the relationship.
Men get blamed for everything.
Yeah,
and most of the time it's not our fault. It doesn't. As me, G, and Dale, and the boys talk, it doesn't take much to please a man. But it takes a whole bunch to please a woman. She wants a Dale. Mm-hmm. Will you help me out, Dale?
For sure.
She wants these men that's 6 feet tall, lady. I'm only 5'7".
That's me. I'm
she
6 feet.
Wants the man that makes six figure, $100,000 a that's year not, or more.
I don't make
most
that.
American.
No. I don't make no six figure.
G, stop lying. G,
I don't make six figures.
G, stop lying. You one of the few people I know that do make six figures. And she wants 6 inches. I can meet that lady. Yeah,
easy. Look, but I give her two. I got 2 inches.
G, you throw that, G.
I got two
all
inches.
The rest of it. If all you got is. G.
I have 2 inches. Look, I got a knob. I'm like
2 inches and less than 6 feet.
Look,
that's a prescription for a lonely man.
But check this out. Who used to sing that song? Edie, who used to sing that song, yo?
Look, yeah, you're right. Damn.
It goes like this. Edie weedy, beedy weedy. That swivel up. That's me. I don't want no short. That's me. I ain't got nothing to give nobody. Yeah. I ain't got nothing to give nobody.
As Dale said,
I know. I said a couple weeks I got 11, but
G,
I do got
G.
So, no, a couple weeks ago I said 11, but
I know I said I got 11.
All get in trouble.
I only learned that from my best friend.
Mm. They smart now. Hey, I was a young man. That was
my best friend told me that from the other podcast. The other podcast was
what did they
the old Country Boys podcast. He told me
Country Boys. We Country Boys.
No, but he was saying that
hey,
them old Country Boy podcast.
Hey, I never forget.
They on the rise.
When I was in high school, this is a true story now.
You can't tell them long stories.
Hey, it won't be much sake.
No,
give me.
Because I still
it won't take about 30 seconds.
I still want to talk, but you.
G,
you
it won't take much.
You gonna take 50
G,
minutes?
G, you kept 15 right
okay,
there.
Okay, go ahead.
G, the cat name was Melvin. I love and Melvin. We was in high school there, and Melvin was messing. We was 17, and Melvin was messing with a 40-year-old woman. I said, "How you handle that woman sexually?" And Melvin said, it ain't what you got, it's how you use it. And so to this day, I think it's still how you use it. G.
Yeah, say it's not the it's not the size of the ship,
but the motion of the ocean.
We got like 7 messages. I'm gonna go ahead and play them out.
Play them, bro.
Gerard Demansky. See, is this a question that you would ask a gentleman before you start dating him? Do you manscape? Mm-hmm. Do any of you manscape?
I do.
No.
No, I do.
No, I feel like you. I feel like if you're gonna bring your bush to the party, I feel like if you're gonna bring your bush to the party, I might as well too. We might as well go ahead and play peekaboo together.
Another question would be, do you wipe your ass the right way? Is that a question you need to ask on the first date or in the first conversation? Do you wipe your ass the right way?
Oh, wow.
Is that a question you need to ask on the first date or in the first conversation?
Have to. There's some nasty motherfuckers out here.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You may have to.
I know some don't. I know some don't know how to wipe the front or the back.
I'm telling you.
Just saying.
Boom. They come out the bathroom pulling pants down, talking about they took a piss. You be like, ugh, I don't know. You got some rock and roll going on. Like, you sure?
You got the rock and roll with a splash of a yeast infection.
Oh, the good one is, do you ask for the paper? The paper signed by a doctor saying you have no disease.
Yeah, no, that is a good one.
I can see that one.
Yeah.
But then, do you do that on the first date or the second date, though?
So when is that the time
to ask about the paperwork?
I would think No, but I feel like whenever you feel like you, because you know what I'm saying, just because you date some, you go out on a first date with somebody, don't mean that that's going to happen. Or, you know what I'm saying, it's going to, you know, so I feel like whenever you made it to that point where you think something might happen, I guess, or you think you're to that stage.
Yeah.
Because there are some people that's you know what I'm saying, they go on multiple dates before something sexually happens. So, and you got some people that they don't like talking about sex on the first conversation either.
Yeah.
So it all depends.
But what if y'all...
But that is a good one.
So y'all at Olive Garden, y'all got these deep end breadsticks and y'all over some fettuccine and you just look over, you be like, yeah, so you ever had to clap?
Yeah, I don't, be honest with you, I don't think I want to talk about if somebody got gonorrhea or anything like syphilis or anything like that while I'm eating dinner.
I'm not saying you, just throwing it out there. You know, yeah, you feel like the vibe that's given her or him, you be like, I feel like this motherfucker done has something. And we finna jeopardy this motherfucker because I feel like it's gonna be double somewhere eventually.
Well, no. If I see, like, if I go, okay, especially when you're dealing with, like, let's say online dating, and you deal with the online dating part, right? And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, you share pictures, but you haven't physically seen that person. And then you physically see them. And let's say they got a cluster of bumps, like, right down their lip. Then I feel like you gotta ask.
Oh, my God.
Because if not, that shit gonna bother you all goddamn night. Because them ain't the same bumps that was on your picture that you sent. So I'm just saying, you know, I feel like at that point.
What if it's the after effect, though?
Then you laugh.
It's starting to, like, clear up. You know, like, it's starting to clear up. But you can still see the remnants.
At that point. It's like
that loose, dry skin. You be like.
No, I gotta ask. Do you have an outbreak every 6 months out of the year? I gotta ask that question. Let me get back to the messages.
Can I ask why you guys always go back to the gold digger thing? Because not everybody's like that. But I agree. Oh my god, I've seen so many clips about that. You know, I think I don't know if you guys seen, I'm sure you guys have seen on TikTok the clip where the guy has this Lamborghini and he walks down the sidewalk and he meets the girl, da 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 da, finds out she's a gold digger, da 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 da, which I think is all set up. But anyways, yeah, not every girl is like that. Just like I know each of you individually are different ways. Yes, you have certain things that are alike. But you are your own person. I'm not gonna look at Ro the same way I look at Gerard. I'm not gonna look at G-Man the way I look at everybody else.
Yeah, that's a JP thing. When JP says, you know, that women only want the 360s. You know what I'm saying? So. That's what that is.
360s. Since nobody else really is speaking lady wise in the audience, so I do want somebody tall because I am tall myself. I am 5'7", 5'8", without heels. If I were to put on heels, I need somebody 6 something. And it's funny I'm saying, I mean, it's not funny I'm saying this, but my ex-husband was shorter than I was. And how I was married to him for 20-some years, being short, he was not all that in any other area. So, I don't know. But, anyways.
5'6".
Yes, he has to be around 6'3". That's perfect. Perfect.
JP said he wouldn't mind climbing that tree.
Kelly, I want G to check you on this. Hell, you still short. Them heels ain't real. You talking about what five?
5'6". G
with the heels on?
No, G-Man
6 feet tall.
G-Man 6 feet.
Hey, them heels don't mean nothing to us.
Mean nothing to me.
Because they ain't real.
That's right.
Hey, you talking about like Evander Holyfield?
Yes,
the
sir.
Real deal.
That's right.
So, hey, I want all you women, including Kelly, take off all of the things that are not.
Yeah.
So
look, go ahead, pause, G. Let me pause you right quick.
She's
talking about her being with heels on.
Yeah.
So, Callie, this is a question from G-Man to you.
Go ahead, G.
Have you ever been swallowed?
G. Oh, shit.
I was.
No.
Until after no voice. But we do got 5 more messages. My bad. I need to get the message out so I can listen.
Thank you, G.
I need to listen to it and then I can actually respond.
Yeah, the mail.
Yeah.
It ain't real.
But no, because so think about it. And I'm gonna tell you guys this.
Can't get my dad.
All right, so imagine guys. Imagine us as guys. So think about it. So imagine us as guys putting those stuff in our feet, in our shoes that make us like inches higher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, inches higher. I'm gonna get me an extension. I'm gonna be inches.
Yeah,
longer.
That's what I'm saying. Oh Lord. Yeah. Oh Lord, have mercy.
Since y'all won't put it that way, and I think I don't know what G. What is there? What else can I do to improve myself? Let me check. G. I got a problem. With women, they got fake fingernails, they got fake hair, they got fake eyelash, they got fake boobs, they got fake lips.
Oh, Lord. And then they talk
BBL. Yep. And then they talk about men. With, hey, take all of that off and come to my face and tell me.
Fake eyelashes.
Fake eyelashes. And then.
Oh, fake eye color.
Yeah, fake oh, eye color.
Hey, look.
We can't do all of that.
No.
Nope. If you compare us and. We some good-looking men.
The only thing that we can do as men is that we can get veneers.
What the hell is that, G?
Teeth.
Veneers.
Yeah, hey, teeth.
Make your teeth straight.
Thank you. Make your teeth. But that's the only. Would you,
can't do much.
So can you put makeup on yourself?
No, Jay ain't putting no makeup on.
You won't put makeup on.
Dale ain't putting no makeup on.
J-Rod, you won't put makeup on yourself to make yourself look different?
Nah.
Hey, nah, Road Dog, you won't put makeup on yourself to make yourself look different?
No, I'm good. I'm not an 80s wrestler or a
Hey, Ro.
Used to put the makeup
in
on
some circles. In some circles you are an 80s wrestler.
I forgot, brother.
We got like 8 messages. We got 8 messages I have to play them out.
J-Rod, go ahead and play that out, man.
Ro, I believe Gerard just took a drink. I heard that glass at that table, Gerard. What you drinking, Gerard?
Why am I sitting at the table? I'm not drinking anything.
What I want to know is which one of you had the thirsty roll.
Oh, God.
Yeah, which one of y'all had the thirsty roll?
I don't like Tootsie Rolls or Sugar Babies or none of that, so I don't know nothing about those.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
I do want to take a moment to say hello to the audience members. Lovely, I see you. And Sweet Love, I see you too, Sweetie Pea. Vixen, I see you. Mike, I see you.
And we also have... want to say what's up to Auntie TT and Nay. And yeah, I think them the ones that she didn't say. All right, back to the messages.
Yeah, maybe on the third or the fourth when you know it's going down. When you know it's going down.
Rolling on through. Shout out to the fine folks in the foundation and salute to the dream team. Gerard, what's going on? G-Man, how you been? Ro, what do you know? Well, it's got to be an awkward conversation. Hey, could you pass the bottomless salad and breadsticks? And are you ravaged by an STD?
Wow. Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly.
As you were gentlemen.
What's up, Dub? All
right. Hey, what's up, guys? How are you? I personally don't mind someone shorter. Of course, I'm short. So everyone's taller than me. I'm 5'2.5". Don't laugh at my half, because that half is real. I just came from the doctor's not too long ago. 5'2.5", okay? Now, look, I get a little testy when you test my half. But, yeah, I'm short anyway, so even if a guy is 5'4", he's 2 inches taller than me. You know, so it doesn't matter. But even if I was a tall woman, if he was a good man, I wouldn't care. I do have a friend that is pretty tall, and her husband is short, and they got made fun of a lot because of it. But they're going strong. Everyone who made fun of them is divorced. They're still married.
All right, what's up, Melanated Vixen?
So with the heels, I'm only saying when I put heels. I'm not a regular heel lady because I'm tall anyways. I very rarely, now that I'm knocking on 60, I don't wear heels really much anymore. I was just saying if I were to wear heels, I don't want somebody that's already short to be even shorter when I put on heels. So... anywho, and to the being swallowed thing, that is for me to know and for you to never to find out. Of course I get some love in that area, but I won't go into details. Yeah, I'm not a makeup person. I never have been. I've never gone to beauty stores and highly gotten the blushes, the foundations, and the things that you have to layer to get you looking the way you want. I'm a basic eyelash eyeliner. That is all I wear. Even my boyfriend says, just wear that little bit of eyelash, makeup, and liner. No blush, no powder. I want to see your natural, beautiful self.
Now, I know you guys are talking general when you're talking about makeup and the fake nails and hairs and stuff like that. But there is a movement among women where they're rolling back all of that mess. Now, a lot of women that I know in my area, my set, wear makeup. Like me, I don't wear any makeup. I don't wear any makeup at all. First of all, I am a follower of the Most High. So, you know, when you start reading these books and find out where makeup came from the fallen angels, I was cool on that. I'm not going to be wearing that. I wasn't a big makeup girly anyway, so I had no problem with that. I, you know, never wore fake nails. I think once in life, and it just about destroyed my nails, I was done. So there is a movement, some women who are pushing back against that fake, you know, BBL cover girl type.
Oh, many sounds. I didn't see you. You came in after I said the clip. NTTT in bud. Dub. I see you. I see
you. Hey. How's everyone doing? Happy weekend. Let's see. Things you should know about your girlfriend, boyfriend before you date them. Ooh. If they have a relationship with their parents or not. And if it's a good relationship with their parents or not. I would say one of my worst relationships was when he did not have a good relationship with his mother. And it turned him into a completely different person. And I didn't understand why he was the way he was until I saw the way he reacted and communicated to his mom. And then everything made a lot of sense.
I would probably say that is a red flag. But what about the guy, I guess the guys that are they have that different type of relationship with their mom, the mama's boys or whatever? Because I hear a lot of women, they don't like that end of the spectrum also.
So do you feel like it's like a level to a mama's boy?
I don't know. Because, I mean, for us, yeah. Well, on that end, that part of the spectrum, yeah, because how you treat your mom is how you treat other, treat other women, so... But far as us, but then I guess, I mean,
the double-edged sword to that would be to how you said, like, how you treat your lady. The other side to that would be, well, you care more about your mom than what you do about, you know, her. So then, what's the level?
That kind of falls under, like, you know, saying most dudes that are mama's boys or whatever, they put their mom above the person that they're seeing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, okay, me and you. You know what I'm saying? We have that happy medium with our mom. We don't put our mom above anybody that we're seeing, but she knows, you know what I'm saying, where she is with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? As sons, we do what we're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we don't let our mom dictate. Yeah, so
that's why I asked the question, because I like.
But we don't let our mom dictate who she feels like we should see. Yeah.
Not only who we date, but how that relationship is and everything, the nuances within it. Yeah, I got you. So that's why I asked, because I had liked what she said, because it's like, okay, so to go deeper with it, is there a level for a female dealing with a guy like that? Do they see it like, no matter what, it's a flat rate mama's boy, or do they see a level with it? You know, so that's why I asked the question.
I think they should be able to see a level with it, because because how they would react with their mom versus how they react with them. So, you know, if it's one of them where the guy's mom has a key to the place to him and the person he's seeing and sharing, and she just pops up. Don't call first, nothing. She just pops up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he doesn't correct it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I feel like, yeah, I mean, like I said, with us, it's like that. We right there, that happy medium. Like, we not mama's boys, but, you know what I'm saying? You know, if our mom needs something, then we know we need to, you know what I'm saying? We go take care of it. But it's one of those things where she doesn't intervene in anything that we do. Because you know how she, you know how mom is. You know what I'm saying? She cool with whoever we're dealing with until they fuck up with us. And once they fuck up with us,
there's a
certain point. To a certain point. Well, I'm going to say on my side. No, I'm not going to speak for both of us. I'm going to say on my side.
No, on my side. But no, I'm just saying just in general. Because to your point, when you said about the key, I gave her a key to the apartment. And like you said, she wouldn't just pop up. Even though she had the key,
no,
she still called. Yeah. She wouldn't even text. She would call, be like, "Hey, look, tomorrow, such as time I may, I gotta do such and such. Kill some time I may swing by if that's cool." But then so that's what too. Like you said, not only with us as sons, you also got the mom. Is like it hit different. You know, to like what you were saying. So even with that, like, she would let you know before she never just randomly popped up. So you could still give her the key, and it wasn't like, hey, look, no matter who my son is with, I'm still the end all be all type, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then to the ladies, that was just one of those questions. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, you'll take the messages. We got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Hi guys, how are you doing? And hello listeners, how are you guys doing as well? I'm not asking anyone on the first date or the second date or even the third date about any STDs. But what we will have a discussion on is when it's time for us to, exchange those body parts, you know what I'm saying? But anywho, when it's time for us to do our thing, we're both going to go get checked. Now, if you don't want to provide me with your doctor's statement and I provide you with mine, then I'll holler at you. We can still be friends, though, Amen and amen again.
Makes sense. Makes sure these checks and balances is in place.
And y'all have to understand what Cali girl is saying is the truth, because I was with her in Atlanta and we had to make her put on makeup, okay? but she is definitely, not a makeup kind of lady, but she's beautiful. I don't wear makeup either. I just wear lip gloss. That's it. And sometimes I'll put some eyeliner on, but not under my eyelids. Just on my eyebrows to darken them a little bit more. That's it.
Gentlemen, what's good in the hood? Menaissance. Things you should know about your girlfriend before you date them. Do you have corns on your feet?
That matter, especially when you like rubbing against each other. Getting that big spoon, little spoon going on. I can see that. Can't have no cuddles.
So, thoughts. Is there a difference between being a mama's boy and a daddy's girl? Which one's worse?
That's a good question. Which one is worse?
Yeah, it is.
That's a solid question. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and bang these out real quick and we can roll back to what Callie said.
Okay.
Good ass question.
You got it?
I will never understand the BBLs and the fake eyelashes and the different color hair and the braids down to your ankles and all that stuff. I mean, I grew up in the 90s. I understand people are going to do what they want to do, and that's cool. But at the same time, makeup is supposed to enhance your looks, not take over your whole face. You're not supposed to look like you auditioning for the Shrine Circus. You know, it's supposed to enhance your look.
Oh, my God. They just stepped into the Universal Soul Circus.
Wow.
Now I love a good mama's boy. Now, I don't like a neurotic mama's boy. That's different. That's a different type of feeling. It's a little cray-cray. But I love a good mama's boy because if they treat their mama well, they don't treat you well. You know, how they treat women in their life show you how you're going to be treated in his life. So, yeah, no, I have no problems with mama boy as long as it's not Norman Bates, you know.
There is absolutely a level to being a mother's boy. My son is a mama's boy, you know, but he don't put me before his relationship with this girl. But his girl knows that, hey, he's going to do for his mom if he needs to. But I always try to stay out of their business anyway because my son is 32.
32.
He'll be 33 this year. Yep. So
God don't get a son old.
Has a nice little wife. I mean, they good. I don't get in their business. I don't do too much. You know what I'm saying? But she knows he loves his mom, and everybody else does too. He'll tell his mama too. Hey, mom. That's not your. Okay. All right, son. You right. Hey, man, and amen again.
The word of God.
Hey, go ahead, brother.
We arguing.
Y'all good?
These ladies talk. Go ahead.
All right, we got two more, y'all. We got two more. Hold on.
All right.
Cali girl, what's going on? You know what?
Hey, Minnesota, send that message back again because we did not hear everything you were saying after Hey Cali Girl. What's going on? If you had anything extra to it.
Sound like he was singing was that a song. I wasn't for sure.
Oh, I didn't catch it. All right, hold on, y'all. We got two more that we can run it.
I love you, TT. Thank you for that. Yes, they had to put a lot of makeup on me. We need to catch it out, TT. I got some updates for you. Love you. I agree with you. Auntie TT, my son is like that. Well, first of all, my boyfriend, I wouldn't consider him a mama's boy, but the way he respects his mother is also the way he respects me. He has never been disrespectful towards me in any way. And with my son, I don't come in between, you know, him being on me more so than, you know, taking care of his wife. I love his wife. And, but I also know that my son will be there for me if I need him. But I step back when it comes to him and his wife. So he's there. If I need him, he's there.
All right, that was all the messages, right? Everybody
yeah,
got quiet.
It was. Oh no.
Okay.
I was saying, I was a delay there.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so, you know what? I think that that's to what you were saying, Gerard. I feel like that's us. If not overstepping. Yeah. To where like it's like, you know what? You, my lady, your place is right beside me. Because like Mo always said, hey, look, it's not a behind or in front. We are side by side. So you right mm-hmm. there with me.
Mm-hmm.
But if my mama needs something, like, that's, I gotta go there. But it's no different to where, like, if we in a relationship and your mom needs something, I'm right there to do for your mom the same way I'm gonna do for my mom. And I expect you to move accordingly as well, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
You know.
Yeah. But to go back and answer that. No, well, I'll say to go back and answer that other question. Like, I think it was, I think it was Callie's question, I think. Which one is worse, a mama's boy or a daddy's girl?
Yeah, it was Callie.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a good question.
It is. I think with what is right with a daddy's girl, the expectation is like whatever her dad did for her, then isn't it like the expectation is for that guy that she's with to be able to do the same thing?
Yeah, do the same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know.
To it's like, you know, he took care of the house. Hey, look, I got you.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes it's like you can't help the situation that you're placed in. Yeah, you know, you do have those, and this goes both ways for male and female. But since we're going with, you know, what Callie said, in this situation, we're looking at a daddy's girl. So if you with a guy that he trying the best that he could do, and that is the best he could do, he's not going to meet that expectation. Like, it's just not going to happen. You know. So now is that now you are at that crossroad to where what are you going to do? As in, he's a nice guy. He's trying his best. He's grinding. It's just not meeting the expectations that you got based off of how your dad said, hey, look, this is what I did for your mom. This is what you should expect from a guy to do for you. And it's just sometimes, you know, you get hit with the real world. And in the real world, like, hey, look, you both of y'all may got bills that both of y'all need to cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So which one do you think is worse, though? Because I feel like.
I don't know.
I feel like the, I'm going to say the mama's boy is probably worse.
What the hell you just say?
I think.
I'm a mama's boy.
And so am I.
There's a mama's boy. G's a mama's boy.
Look! What we not gonna do is because normally I sit in my corner. Normally I sit in my corner and I don't say anything. Y'all came in to the ass end of the conversation and y'all catch the last thing I said and y'all feel offended.
I'm offended.
All the shit that y'all have said to me in the last 2 hours.
Damn, so he'll turn that little red car over.
With you in it.
What's up, Jacob?
You know what? At this point, you too fucked up to do that. So I ain't got to worry about that.
No. I don't think so.
Once that hat turned sideways, I ain't got to worry about nothing.
Let's turn the call.
No, he wasn't talking to me. He was talking to y'all, too. I'm good.
You're a mama's boy, too, G.
No, I'm good.
I never
answered the question, but you did.
Let me tell y'all something. Before y'all jump into a conversation that y'all was not privy to, before y'all say, y'all got to think about the definition of what a mama's boy is.
We mama's boys. If we go out of a definition.
Y'all don't know what definition is.
And don't
we, y'all know
this. You and JP
nope. Y'all taking it like okay. if you had to pick a parent, you favor your mom. No, a mama's boy is somebody that put their mom above the person that they're with.
Okay.
Damn right.
Know the definition before y'all come at me.
Yeah, I'm saying right. Don't even know the damn definition, and already guns blazing. The fuck you talking about?
Right.
What that's you mean? What I'm talking about? y'all make it seem like I don't give a shit about my mama. What you talking about? But I'm not a mama's boy.
Wait, gonna bro, respond. I'm still
on a serious.
I'm still mad.
I think every single person. Look, let me tell y'all this, man.
Go ahead,
this from G Man. I think that every single person care a lot about their mom. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But there is a fine line.
Some of us already lost our parents and our mom and all the stuff like that. Yeah. And we appreciate the moms that stood here for the rest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me personally, and the mom figure, mm-hmm. you know. So at the end of the day, man, like that's a touchy feeling for me because I lost my mom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We lost our mom.
Three of us here.
Yeah. So
my mama's my baby now.
That's my baby. So when y'all go left like that, I'm like, oh Lord, what just happened?
Yeah, that's my baby right there.
Why y'all want to turn the red car over though?
Look, Gigolo, we're gonna turn your car over.
First off, like I said 2 minutes ago, know the definition of what a mama's boy is before you come for me. The difference.
Go ahead.
You can love your mom but not be a mama's boy, because a mama's boy is a derogatory word that is used for someone who is dependent on his mother, especially at an age when he is expected to be self-reliant. That is not you, right? So that means I'm not fucking talking about y'all. Know the definition before y'all come for me. That's all I'm asking. Know the definition before you come for me. It got nothing to do with if you love your mom or don't love your mom. That's not what I'm saying.
So we hear you. We hear you, Gigolo.
So at the end of the day,
Gigolo, I'm trying to apologize. Go ahead, G.
Come on, flipping somebody call over. Nobody call over.
Deepen thought. What you got for G? Make me feel better.
I'm trying to fix it, but G, please, let me just say, then I'm the confused one. I'm the one who keep the stuff going. But you fix look, it. Y'all just had it go to 20 different directions.
We know we're not the boy. You mama and my mama. And grandmother's
blood. I don't know what just happened.
She went left. We'll fix it.
I'm keep saying, you look for the smoke, you gonna damn sure find the fire right here. Because you gotta know the definition of what a mama's boy is.
Until you know the definition, don't come for me. Hey,
there's a difference between loving your mom. I understand that. There is a fine line.
Hey, whoa. What's going on? What just happened tonight?
What just happened?
You
didn't explain what a mama's boy is.
No. Because I want to know what just happened to now, because we just took a whole left to now.
G.
No. What just happened?
We just need to ring this back in. Oh, shit.
I need to ring it back in.
My side hurting.
And I'm telling you,
what is going on, y'all? What just happened? Because I need to figure out what's just going on.
Our pastor's a mama boy, and I love him.
No, this is G-Man talking. I am right now the mediator. What the hell just happened to us now?
Mama's boy and the grandmama's
boy. I understand that, but what just happened to us now?
Just trying to identify clarification.
No, but I just need to know because everybody getting hyped.
And Gigolo, well, that's all right. We mean we got hot testosterone level.
And we're going to have a drink of liquor and we're going to fix it.
Yeah.
I think everything's all right. Yeah. drink liquor, fix everything.
Hey, everything's all right. Hey,
we entered friends and we want to park friends.
Everything basically. I think basically.
Go ahead. I
think basically we're looking at here is, if I'm assuming, so I could be wrong, as my mom always say, when you assume, you only make an ass out of yourself. So I'm assuming.
You and me, ain't wrong. Assume.
And that is, you and that is, basically, when you look at the mom, when you look at the mama's boy joint, you're going to say it's going to be like, all right, your mama going to cover you. As in, you can't depend on yourself to cover your bills. If you got kids, you can't do anything. So you leaning toward your mama to cover you.
Mm-hmm.
In a extra way that a mother should.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna lean more on your mom than what you would with your partner, mm-hmm, to help balance you out.
Yeah.
So then I think that's where it is, to where it's like, so now you look at the flip side of it is, you can be a mama's boy without needing that. And I think that's what that defined us. Like,
yeah,
Dale is standalone. He loves his mama. He a mama's boy. Same thing you say. Yeah. Hey look, we mama's boy, but our mama does not carry us through. You know what I mean?
No.
But you know what?
That's what it is. You know, so that's where you look at the.
Like I said, I'm.
Yeah. So that's why it's the definition of the shift that separates it. You know, that's the definition of how people look at a mama's boy as somebody like, oh look, he a mama's boy. He need his mama for everything. To where, like, us, yeah. we are classified as a mama boy because we feel like, because our mama reigns supreme. But
yes, sir.
If you, but then you have a wife, you have a girlfriend or whatever. It's like, hey, look, you are my equal. But if my mama needs something, I'm there for my mama.
Yes, sir.
The same way she's there for me. And I will hope that the person that I'm with would do the same, because if your mama needs something, I shouldn't be the one to jump out my seat to cover your mama while I'm looking at you sitting down. And now I'm like, damn, baby, you just gonna, why you ain't hopping up? It's not a dependent thing. So I think that's where the separation in that term comes in. At.
Yeah, Rodolph, he couldn't have ever been. I agree with, he couldn't have been put any better than what you said there.
True.
He couldn't. That's right. True. And that's how you explain it is our definition of a mama's boy.
Yeah.
You couldn't have put it any better than that. No, sir. It won't happen.
Yeah. So now when we look at it, yes, we are all, we are that other classification of a mama's boy.
Yes, sir.
You know, like we're not dependent on our mama to pay our bills and guide us through life.
No.
In this second chapter, to where some people feel like the classic definition of a mama's boy is, that's what that is.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. So Gerard, you were right too, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So hey, we got no beef against you. We love you.
Outstanding.
So, yeah. So.
Oh no, it was never. That's the thing. That's the thing with us. We can have a disagreement, and it not. It's going to be what, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, nobody's really upset. It was just one of those, I was trying to explain that there is a deeper meaning to what a mama's boy is.
Yeah.
That, like, you have the far end of the spectrum of that. That's not y'all.
Yes. May I ask you something, Gerard?
Huh?
Can I ask you something? You are a gigolo. So how are you, what do you know about being a mama's boy?
I say what? What are you talking about? No, I'm not.
You are a gigolo. What do you?
No.
I have never.
All I do is go to work and go home. Yeah. That's all I do.
Yeah. You That's work all I do. You work. We believe it. You go to work. You go home. Break these females' hearts.
break these females' hearts.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you leave that out?
I just go to work and go home. I don't break nobody's heart. I don't know what you're talking about. Nah, I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Come on, Gerard.
Mm-mm. No.
Come on. Hey.
Nope.
Well, go home, go to work, break hearts. Go home, go to work, break hearts.
No.
There's a cycle, as Dan says.
I don't know what cycle y'all talking about. All I do is go to work, go home.
Break
and spend time with my great granddaughter, with my granddaughter. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so that's all I do.
Hey, that's awesome in itself, brother. Hey, but what about the breaking hearts in between that?
I don't know nothing about that. I don't know what you're talking about.
We won't push the agenda, then. If you had a loss, you know we had a loss. But women, be wary. The gigolo is on the prowl. You better watch out. What did you say? You better not shout.
That's it. And I'm telling you why. Brothers, like I said again, I want people to understand that, again, this podcast is just strictly for entertainment and information. Again, I am so grateful to be a part of this Run and Tell It podcast. I don't even have the words. Like I said, there is not enough love that I can express for all of my podcast family and my brothers. Again, I love them.
No.
Again, like I said, and when we get ready for final thoughts, I got a quick statement, and I'll be out.
Yeah.
Hey, now you good, baby?
I call us in.
We got six more.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Hey.
Oh yeah. We got six more. I'm gonna go ahead and run them.
Run them, y'all. Get finished. The final thoughts. Run, because they're important to us.
Oh yeah.
Right, because with the daughter and the father, it's a girl. The girl's needs and the girl's wants and the girl's being pampered. So if the father overdoes that, you know, it's the father showing the love to the daughter, but you could overdo that. And then that's damaging to her, because then she's going to go out in the world and expect the same treatment. The overabundance of, I bow to you, I do everything to you. And then she's going to demand it. She's going to put her foot down and demand it. But with the son, to the mother, the mother doesn't do that to the son. It's like the, who was that guy? I can't remember. But anyways,
Hold on, fellas. Let's run all of it, and then we can get everybody's thoughts in.
I think more of the stories with the son and the mother is they're tormenting each other. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I think the son's begging for the attention. In some stories, in some scenarios, the son is mentally begging for the attention, and the mother's not giving it to him.
Yes, sir.
Damaged relationships. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, it could be bad either way.
Nothing in you, bro. It's gonna make me shy.
Boy, did y'all see that? Gerard came at them boys with the whip. Watch out. Got you. Y'all were on mute too long. And anyone to unmute and say what you had to say, Gerard got y'all asses, didn't you?
Hey.
I don't think there's...
Stop the madness, Cali girl, with your peanut butter pants.
Oh, shoot.
I don't think there's anything wrong with quote-unquote mama's boys. I mean, boys, it's known that boys love their moms a lot, okay? Just like it's known that girls are daddy's girls. Girls love their dads a lot. That's a normal thing, right? But I think the issue comes with mama boys is because women... They know that their boys love them a lot, but they don't hold them accountable to the standards that the world is going to hold these boys to. You can be a good mom and you can know that your son loves you and you can love him just as much as he loves you, and y'all can hang out and do whatever y'all do. But you have to teach him that the world is going to treat him like a man, and he has to understand the way
men operate in this world. You can't hold his hand during everything. You have to let him do some things on his own, make him do some things that men are going to do later on in life, because one day he's going to have a family. He's going to be the husband.
True.
Newsflash, G-Man. y'all seriously need to fix your mic, because we can't hear a word you guys are saying. You sound so robotic. You sound like you stuck your finger in the socket and you're getting electrocuted. You can't hear half of the stuff you're saying.
I'm at work. I can't hear everything y'all talking about because I work on the phone, so I have people in my ear, and I'm still trying to listen to y'all, too. But what I do want to say is that I think the mama's boy is worse than the daddy's little girl, because, you know, it's supposed to be daddy's little girl until that man come along. That man, that woman is going to automatically fall in love with her man and stop, you know, doing as much as she used to do with dad. But those dads, those mama's boys, it's different. Those, like, really crazy mama boys do whatever they mama say. She be all in their relationship and stuff and trying to rule, and no, you're not letting your son grow up and be a man. That's a totally different type of mama's boy for me, and I don't want that ever. Amen and amen again.
Well, you know, go ahead. You got one more. My bad, guys.
Oh, I thought it was the last one. That was the last one. Oh, wait a minute.
No, we got one more. I think we got one more.
Not one more.
All right, that was on me.
If a woman puts her father over me, I'm going to start dating a mama. It's like the royal family.
Minnesota's a fool.
But y'all know that for some of us, it's not wrong to be mama's boy. You know what I'm saying? Because, isn't it? You know, some of us have been raised with just single mom and all this stuff like that. So it's a mama boy. Yeah. Especially if you two girls and one guy, you're gonna be a mama boy and all that stuff like that. So I mean, the definition of mama boy is a little different for some.
Yes. You know what
I'm saying? But like, I'm a mama boy because my sisters, I got three sisters and all this stuff like that. And I'm the only one. So I was a mama's boy because she made sure that she said, you gotta go to school. You gotta do this. You gotta do that. And she made sure that even though she made sure that the girls were good, but she made sure that I was good too. You know, I had my own room. My sister, the older sister had her own room, but the other two middle sisters had the room together. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, at the end of the day, mama's boy can actually go a long way according to who look at it. You know what I mean?
Yes. So,
but, I'm a mama's boy.
Yes. So, G-Man, Dale, JP, we admit we're mama's boys. Hey, but we're strong men, but we're also mama's boys.
I just thought about it tonight. We need to make a logo. Mama's boy underwear.
Mama's boy underwear.
Oh, man, Lord.
Yeah. I mean, we sell a bunch of underwear.
Yeah. But Dale, you always, I'm always bring us a very good
product. I'm gonna want to share this before we turn it loose, and it might be considered my final thought. I want fathers to understand that, again, I understand, you know, what the young lady was saying about the that daddy's little girls, but like I said, we set the standard.
Yes.
When we slack off on our daughters and loving them, paying them attention, we set the bar.
Yes. That's right.
And we have to be mindful that, again, you know, I want a man to do better for my daughter than I did.
That's right.
You know, yes. I want you to love her more, treat her better than I did. So we set the standard. In regards to a mother's love, it's unconditional.
Yes.
I can be the worst dove, the worst criminal, but again, it's that mother's love. So, like I said, I'm grateful for my mom. I set a high standard for my daughter, and I think all fathers should.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say that, I don't know. I still feel the same way as far as being like a mama's boy, and I could be out of line for saying it. I feel like it's still the same for all of us that, you know, that mother's love and what it is to us. But at the same time, I feel like it isn't a dependency type deal. And I think that sometimes that's what it's viewed as, is a dependency. You know, I feel like that you can be either it's a, you was brought up in a single parent home or a dual parent home, that I don't think that is going to shift if you're going to be a mama's boy or not, or how you view your mom. I think that it's going to be equally balanced. You know, it just depends on the person and what you get from what is being instilled into you, you know. But I feel like, you know, we all are equal in saying that, you know, you have to be there for your mom no matter what. And I feel like,
that's right.
For me personally, I do judge you. If I'm in a relationship with you and I see how you treat your mom, I'm not gonna lie, I will judge you by that. You know, I don't care if your mom call you and say, hey, can you bring me some milk? Hey, look, we all have things going on, so we all be like, oh my goodness, I gotta go do this.
Yeah.
I've caught myself doing it too. Literally just 2 days ago, I did the same thing. But you
please
know what?
Don't. Please don't.
But you know what? Oh no. But this is the thing though. It's one thing when you say it, but do you actually do it? Because internally you're still gonna do it. The first thing our mama said to me was like, she said, hey, I know you upset. And she laughed. She said, but you know what? I still want this. And we both laughed because, you know, it's not about her. I treat everybody equally. I just don't like last minute stuff no matter what. But because the person that I am and how her and our dad instill in us, I'm going to do it for you no matter what.
That's right.
I'm still going to do it because I rock with you.
But
so I'm
going to
do it.
You know, Ro, I can honestly tell you this. You and Gerard really, really take care of your mom. So even though your dad's not here, you guys do a wonderful job of actually being that. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you guys because I see it from you guys. I see what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? Gerard, the other day when he was coming to my house, his mom called and all that stuff like that. Gerard was making sure that his mom was okay. When you need mom, I got you. That's the same thing that all of us need to do. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that it's kind of, look at this guy right here. Why you got the TV on? Every time I talk. Something happened. It seemed like he set me up. But on a serious note, like, you guys got your mom here and all that stuff like that. And I know that sometimes when they ask questions about certain stuff, you sitting there, you like, oh my goodness, you know what I'm saying? But cherish that moment, man, because like I miss my mom. And I know Dale do, and I know JP do, but you guys doing a wonderful job of actually doing the things that, look what you did today. You supposed to work today, but you took off. You know what I'm saying? You took off because your mom had needed you. So you did your part. You know what I'm saying? So when you sit there and you say that your mom, when she called and she says this or that, and that, think about it. It's appreciation at the end of the day. She appreciate that. I'm telling you right now. But look.
Yeah.
Look, time out. We can't do this. We cannot do this tonight. We cannot do this. I mean, look.
No, you ain't whispering. No, I understand. I'm soaking wet too. Look, but I'm sitting. I'm trying to have a conversation. Look. No, you can't talk. I'm talking. Hold up. Hey, J-Rock.
Yeah.
J-Rock, do you see what's going on right here? I'm sitting there. J-Rock, am I wrong? Am I wrong? Whoa, 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 whoa. Now I got nothing to do with mom being a mom. No, he did not do it. I'm on J-Rod. I'm helping J-Rod tonight because J-Rod did not bring nobody out.
Here we go. I knew it.
He did not do it. And I know for a fact.
I swear that's a backhanded compliment. Because we was not talking about this on the show. We was talking about this before the show. I appreciate you having my back. But here we go.
Going back to you guys, continue on doing, because a lot of people lost their mom and all this stuff. Y'all continue on doing what y'all doing because I see it.
Yes.
And a lot of other people see it.
Yeah.
And a lot of other people might be jealous because y'all doing what y'all doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hey, whoa. What? Oh, I'm done. Hey, look. Hey, Road Dog. Look. Just look. Look to your right. JP buck naked. I'm done. He buck naked. I'm done. Look, I'm done. I can't. I'm walking out. This Joker buck naked out here. I can't. What?
Oh, hell.
Oh, shit.
Bro, you got a final thought? Oh, you already did, Joe.
I will be heard tonight.
What the heck is going on tonight? Bobby Brown ain't got nothing on his stomach.
Oh, wow. So, anybody got any final thoughts before we close out?
Let me tell you something. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, when you see the bark falling from the trees, don't you worry about... What? What? Hey, look, I'm in the middle of something. You saying that, I look out the right side, I see G-Man bent over laughing. Like, what we doing? Hey, look, don't make G-Man laugh. Let me say this.
Go ahead.
Now I got to start way over again. You know this shit's off the cuff, so it's not going to be verbatim. Mm-hmm. So listen. As you look to the left and you see that tree bark falling down, don't worry about the maple that's underneath. Because what's most important is that brake fluid that's on your tire.
What the fuck the brake fluid got to do with the tire when you're talking about maple from the tree or something?
You know what? Maybe you shouldn't have said nothing. Maybe you shouldn't have said nothing.
I can't.
Right now, I'm so confused. I am so confused right now.
I can't.
All right.
You wouldn't be confused if you'd just let me say what I said in the beginning.
You did say it.
Oh. You stop.
All right, this was a.
We got a message.
We'll be back.
You gonna skip the message?
We're gonna play the message.
At the end of the day, whether it's mama's boys or daddy's girls, your job as a parent is to raise your children to be respectable adults, and to raise your kids to go out into the world and know how to take care of themselves. That is your job, and you can't overdo it. By doing that, by teaching them to be good humans, kind humans, learn how to take care of themselves, feed themselves, all that is necessary in society. So just try to be the best parent you can be. get through those obstacles when they come your way. Show your children that life has its good times and its bad times, but take things head on, deal with it, pray, and live life. That's all you can do.
You know what? I think that was perfect. Yeah,
that was.
I think that's right. Yeah. Good job, young lady. So, JP just asked me, what's your name? Because he wants to sniff your underwear. Oh, this.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Oh, my God.
There he is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This was a all new episode for Run and Tell That Podcast. We'll be back next week.
Yes, sir.
And
I had another one, but we go ahead though.
Okay. Yeah, another one. Go ahead. Spin it.
Let me tell you something. In the middle of the rain, it doesn't matter how lovely you see the vixen that Mike see over there. Just know that the sweetness of Auntie will always sway you through.
Okay, I'm looking for Auntie then. I'm out. Okay. All right, where the Auntie's at? Where they at? Like,
I mean,
which way are they swaying?
In the words, as I look to my right and I see G-Man is looking at you like, you're welcome. You are welcome.
I'm just saying. You know what? I'm not going to be against the final thoughts. I'm just going to go along with them at this point. I'm just going to go along with them. Just point me in the direction and where the, yes, you know, the aunties are swaying, yes, and I'll be there.
Yes, sir.
And this is Run and Tell That Podcast, and we are out.
Peace. Boy.